Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
This is Peabody Award-winning international film and television star Nick Searcy, and you're listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. The CCP was responsible not only for the virus that killed many people worldwide, but they were also responsible for the millions upon millions who died due to the lockdowns that they started. When will Xi and the CCP pay for their crimes against humanity? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. He's a frequent military analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom. It's so great to have you with us again.
Thanks so very much for having me, Audrey.
Always a pleasure. And we're going to jump right in here. Well, the CCP and its helper monkeys here in the U.S. have worked diligently to spread the lie that the virus came from a bat market. Well, Tom, this was indeed a lie, as you and many credible experts have said on the show all along. I understand that it was actually placed in the bats to make it look like it was from a natural origin. Was the CCP trying to hide their gain of function work at the Wuhan lab?
Absolutely. There's no question they were trying to hide everything. I mean, for our listeners, we must understand that the CCP deliberately, despite everybody else trying to get legalistic terms, I'm talking as a commander, not as a lawyer. They went through a whole host of exercises to include that first it came from a bat market, then it was accidentally released. They didn't know about it, etc. Yet they flooded the world of the Chinese New Year with Chinese tourists.
Yeah.
And all these exercises, even our own Democratic Party, as you recall, were busy trying to, in the December 2019 timeframe, to impeach for the first time President Trump. With just a year to go, they were going to impeach him based on the Ukraine phone conversation with the Ukrainian president.
Right.
Now, all these things were designed to mask this deliberate biological attack. I'm talking as a commander, a military commander, how I look at things. I'm not talking to you as a lawyer.
Right.
I'm talking to you as common sense. We can go through and talk about some of the details, right, the gain of function exercises that they were doing over there, that CDC was funding, Dr. Fauci was funding. We also know from sources I can't divulge that the Biden the Obama administration had moved some technology from our own Fort Detrick through, of all people, Jim Clapper and the CIA director, John Brennan, into the Chinese portfolio, i.e. Wuhan. Now, how they did it and why they did it is another question to be asked.
Right.
But all these things that we're hearing on television now, with everybody finally discarding the bat market and saying it was a Wuhan Virologic Laboratory, which is a phase four, which is the most sophisticated biological laboratory in the world, at least in China.
Right.
So all these things that people are talking about can confuse the average American,
right,
like I, that are not biologists and lawyers, right, et cetera. Bottom line is, we must understand that this was deliberately done,
mm-hmm,
in concert with domestic American people helping them to do this. With their gain of function, it was being done down at the University of North Carolina, et cetera.
Right.
Deliberate.
Right. The CCP has, and I want to bring, to me, they're not only was it terrorist activity, but it was a crime against humanity, what they did. But the CCP has taken over the shoe industry in northern Italy for some time. People weren't aware that the CCP began the lockdowns in Italy first in the West. It was done in Italy first to spread across the West. They knew exactly what they were doing. They wanted to damage the West and capitalism, but especially to harm President Trump, who had been a bane to the CCP and their plans. Am I correct?
Absolutely. I mean, President Trump was changing the whole economic situation, and it was dramatically in the West's favor and in the United States' favor, particularly in America's favor, that he was moving industries from China back to the United States. And all this was going on. Now, people must remember, last year, the highest growth rate of any nation in the world was China. Surprise. They grew 18%, whereas the rest of the world economies had negative growth, massively negative. You can see what happened to the United States when we shut down, and the other worldwide countries. So one country in the whole world is growing at 18%. Surprise.
Yeah.
Is that an indicator to where this, we know it came from Wuhan. We know it was China. They said it was an accident. It slipped through. Some people got in their tests in the library. It escaped, and that's how it spread.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Do not believe that.
No, and the communist majority in the Democrat Party was thrilled, of course, to aid China's effort to hurt our economy, to hurt Trump, and to hurt Trump supporters. They use the virus as a diversionary tactic to implement their steal of the election. Am I correct?
Precisely. They used in their form of warfare that they call hybrid warfare. They use biological attacks, and they use cyber warfare. So they used a biological attack on the world and the U.S. They followed up by cyber warfare. And now, and I'm jumping ahead of you, I know, because we need to discuss the election.
Right.
But the vaccine is related to that.
Yes.
We do not know yet if the vaccine, what its impact, it's still experimental. CDC has still got an experimental in front of it. And I just got word, which should stun people, that a friend of mine had an aunt or an elderly relative, elderly, she was only 51, and she passed away 2 days after she got her second shot.
Oh, my gosh.
The doctors thought it was just happenstance. It had nothing to do with the shot.
Yeah.
However,
yeah,
the insurance company, because she had to sign a form, and all of us who have had the shot, and I've had it, you've had it.
No, I've had it. No, I did not have it. No.
Good.
Yeah.
God bless you. I got one, and then I've had some prophylactics to help sustain my system. But in any case, you have to sign a form when you get that shot that it's experimental, and the life insurance company will not honor her policy, is my point.
Right.
So that's stunning. Why? Because it says it's an experimental drug, vaccine. And so they're using it, and I don't know what life insurance company she was insured by, but if you can imagine, if all the life insurance companies start doing that, the impact it's going to have.
Yeah, this is it's extremely troubling. When it comes to the I hate calling it a vaccine, because really that's an illegal term that they're using, because it's an EUA. A vaccine is one that's approved, but they're still using the term. I call it the jab. They let's look at it this way: the swine flu, when that vaccine, experimental vaccine, when that was out, right, at 53 deaths. They pulled the EUA. They pulled it off the market, that vaccine, right? They're now, according to VARS, with only with only 1% being, they say, is what's being reported. There's over 4,400 deaths. I'm just talking about the deaths now. We're not talking about anaphylaxis. We're not talking about the other maiming that's happening to people. And yet, all you're hearing from the FDA and the CDC is that it's safe, when they know none of them, all of them are immune. None of them are liable for anything that happens. What kind of sick and twisted situation are we in here?
Well, and many companies and colleges, et cetera, schools are insisting that the people have this, and you're right, it is not a vaccine. For another reason is,
right,
it does not have the virus in it. All other vaccines have the virus in it, and this does not. This has nanotechnology in it. And it's important that everybody understand that, with the survivability rate of students in kindergarten right on up to high school, through college, and through their doctorate degrees, their survivability rate is 99.9999. Now, why would you take a so-called experimental vaccine when you have such a high survivability rate? And that includes all the people that Cuomo and Murphy threw into the people that had COVID-19 into nursing homes,
right,
which to me was a deliberate spike, and it is murder, and they should be so tried for it, because that was just absolutely a death knell for those people. There's no question the vulnerability of older people to COVID-19. For some odd reason, and I don't think it's an odd reason, the younger people were not affected.
Right.
And, I think when we peel us all back, it was certainly designed to get rid of a lot of older people that were in their end game, so to speak, and ill health, etc., and extremely vulnerable to COVID-19. And whoever conceived this massive extermination of our global population should be held accountable. And that goes right back to the CCP, but also the domestic enemies, Audrey, in the United States.
Like
Dr. Fauci.
Yes.
Dr. Blix. A whole host of people that were involved with this. And they sold President Trump a bill of goods.
Yes, they did.
I mean, look, when your best doctor comes to you and tells you you can lose 2 million people in the population, you've got to take him seriously. No other doctor is saying differently. And that's why I think it's so important. I'm not blaming President Trump. He did what he had to do. But I am saying that now that we know this, we ought to be taking the corrective measures and understanding, and not just blindly forcing college students for them to come back into school, that they must get the shot, you know, that they're 20, 21, 19, 18.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
And as you had said, that the younger the person, the less vulnerable they were to or susceptible at all. Children are like zero, okay, susceptibility to this. And yet there is, you have places like North Carolina where they were signed a bill that 12-year-olds were allowed to get the jab without their parents' consent. What insanity is this? What is behind this? Because this is something's wrong here. It's not just money. There's something dark behind this.
Very wrong, yeah. Audrey.
Yeah.
And yeah. Common sense, the sniff test, ought to tell parents, do not do that. Don't let them tell you, well, the child may be a carrier and his grandparents would be vulnerable.
That's a lie. Yeah.
Idiot. That is a lie. And I cannot tell you how sad it is to see people that have bitten this lie hook, line, and sinker.
Right.
And it's one of the great tragedies when it's laid out. We do not know, and I'm being very candid to our listeners, we do not know the results of the jab, as you call it, yet. We do know that it's still experimental. We do know that they're using nanotechnology. We do know there are over 4,400 deaths of people that have had this. So beware, because many doctors that I talk to, and you're privy to them as well, talk about this nanotechnology and its impact on, say, what your immune system will have when COVID-20 COVID-21 or 22 hits. What will that do to us? And yet we know all first responders, all medical professionals, and all military, I'm stretching it some, but most of those people got the early injections, the early jabs. And look what happens to us. Say they become vulnerable when COVID-20 or 21 hits. What happens if that workforce is wiped out through massive deaths or illness?
God forbid, yeah.
God forbid.
Yeah.
It's
a frightening prospect, but this is the situation we're in, and it's extremely disturbing also, and I think it's doing great damage to the medical profession, because the doctors that you and I know are standing up, but there are many more that are not, in fear of trying to save their license from being pulled. They are either ignoring the situation, you know, when people come that they got the jab and they're having certain adverse reactions, they're not even connecting it. They dismiss it right away, or they won't treat the patient, because this is the kind of power that Big Pharma has over the medical industry now. And it's very sad because I've personally had friends that always had great respect for the medical industry, I hate to call it an industry, medical profession, and no longer have that respect because they said that they wouldn't stand up against this or tell the truth, so they can't trust them. You see what's going on here?
Absolutely. The confidence of the nation is being eroded in that next phase. We don't know this. Is this going to turn out that, look, we know we had a deliberate biological attack. I say I know. And why do I know that? Well, when you look at the facts, not as a lawyer, but as a military strategist, and you analyze them, it becomes very obvious that China used it for many purposes. Secondly, we do know, I know, you know, that they used a massive cyber warfare campaign to change the election.
Yes.
President Trump got 79 million votes. Biden got 68 million. That's what the real count was. Where can you have, even when you go through the sniff test, for instance, that in Michigan on the 4th of November, 2020, 149,000 votes came in at 0631 hours for all for Biden.
All for Biden. All for
in Wisconsin.
That's nuts.
At 0326 hours in the morning on the 4th of November, 149,529 votes came in for Biden. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry, in Michigan, it was 96% went to Biden. And a close to the same percentage went to Biden from Wisconsin.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
And so that has never happened before in history. So just looking at your normal graphing of the votes coming in tells you that. You and I know, because we're privy to certain technology, certain program called Homer, Hammer and Scorecard.
Yes.
We know who did it, whether it came from China, whether it came from Pakistan, whether it came from Russia, North Korea, and what precincts. They hit primarily six battleground states. And in those six battleground states, which are Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, they hit one district. And they attacked those districts, and they were normally minority districts.
Right.
Where you would think a higher population voting for Biden. Well, as it turns out, that was not true.
Right.
And that's why they had to beef up those numbers of 149,000 and the extra number in the case was 520 votes in Wisconsin, and it was 149,772 votes in Michigan. So we know that. So what I'm saying is,
right,
when you know you had it, through our analysis, a deliberate attack, we have proven, because we have the data, that it was a massive cyber warfare campaign on six battleground states. And so now you wonder, why did President Biden give our intellectual property on the vaccines to China?
Hmm.
Why would he do that?
I have even a question about those battleground states. This is not, anyone would say this is insane not to question this. Who does anyone know at this point who gave the call in all those states to stop the vote, the vote count that night? Does anybody know yet?
Nobody did. Oh, I see. Who did?
Yeah.
Well, they haven't. That's the question on why the audits are important.
Yeah.
Because when they go, remember, an audit is just, it's not a vote count.
Right.
These states have recounted and they come up with the same answer.
Right.
An audit asks that question. Well, why did you stop the voting at midnight?
Right.
And you get in and answer all these. Why did you get 149,000 votes at 0631 in the morning? why? And so you have to go in and do the analysis. Where did they come from? And get those specifics. That's what an audit does. A pure a vote count would just count the 149,000 votes. It wouldn't go to the answer of why.
Right. I see. Yes, exactly. So it's,
that's why an audit
is important.
Yeah. Those states.
Yes. And so we then need to get this answered because this was unprecedented that they would stop a count. And then, of course, if it was the other way around, don't you think the Democrat Party would be losing their mind if suddenly all the votes that came in, if Biden had been winning and every single vote that came in at those early morning hours was all for Trump, that they wouldn't say that there was fraud going on? I mean, don't you think they would be questioning it?
Sure they would. And you would think if they won that they would be very proud, Audrey.
Yes, right.
Of saying, come look at our books. Come do every audit in all 50 states if you want. We're very proud that Joe Biden got a record number. Yeah. He beat Obama. He beat John F. Kennedy. He beat Franklin Roosevelt. He beat all the heroes of the Democratic Party. Come examine the books. We're wide open. What have they done? They've got teams of lawyers trying to stop it. And unfortunately, in some of these states, we've got Republicans that are supporting them.
Yeah, like in Georgia.
Like in Georgia.
Yeah. Doesn't.
So, yeah. Like in Arizona.
Right.
The Republicans are split. And the president of the Senate is the lady that is driving that. And so we have got to resolve 2020 before we have any more elections in the United States, Audrey. Now, I'm not a person that goes through life looking at the rearview mirror.
Right.
But if you don't point out what the improper corrections were, already you see, I've had more people tell me, well, look, I've got the seven illegal aliens working for me. They cut my grass, et cetera. And all of them are very proud that they voted.
And, you know, yeah, right.
So you go through these anomalies, these fraudulent activities, and that do not pass the smell test.
Right.
And yet the Democratic Party does not want to. And the reason, because this leads to our next point, the Democratic Party does not want an audit.
No, of course not. Yeah.
Wow.
Because they did indeed cheat, because only a cheater wouldn't want you to take a look at how this happened. And we know they're making it clear by their behavior. And also those that are in the Republican Party that are really rhinos that are trying to stop the audit. This is outrageous. And listeners, we have to have these audits or we might as well not vote in any election anymore, because they're going to continue to cheat like this. And we
Correct.
Can't have it. Yeah, we don't want a banana republic. Tom, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS? Where can they do that?
Well, Citizens Commission on National Security.org. I don't have my own social media. I don't have any of that, Audrey. Mm-hmm. And that's where they can go and get my stuff. Roger Ehrenhoff, our executive director, puts all our broadcast up online.
Of course. And as always, I'll have that link and any other information in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the honor button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info you need to follow the general's work. Thanks so much again, Tom, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. Will you join us again on the show? Yes.
Absolutely, Audrey.
Excellent. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.